Mensaje del Santo Padre Francisco para la Cuaresma 2024. A través del desierto, Dios nos guía.
Desire for my Father's house consumes me. Psalm 69, verse 10, quoted in John chapter 2, 17. Today's Gospel, third Sunday of Lent. Welcome to the step number 19 in our way to the Easter victory through the desert of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. I, the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the slavery of Egypt, I set before you these laws, these commandments. Thou shalt not have any other God beside me. Thou shalt not mold yourself any idol. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. And it continues. Exodus chapter 20, the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. It is very crucial, the beginning of this very text. On what ground was the Ten Commandments given? The commandments of God was given on the ground of being a vehicle to protect the liberty that God has given us. The commandments of God are not impositions. They are not cruel rules to remove the liberty of man. As a funny author said about Christian commandments and the Christian way of life, in the beginning was no, siempre no, always no, and always no. Do not do this, do not do that, do not do this, and interpreted by modern man as slavery. On what ground was the Ten Commandments given? After God removed his people by love and mighty hands from the land of slavery, he now gave them protection. So the first message is the commandments of God are vehicle of protection for our liberty, to maintain our liberty. The liberty which in the Old Testament symbolized by the mighty hands of God that removed the people of Israel from Egypt through the Red Sea, through the desert, and in the new commandment, in the new dispensation, the precious blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary for us, that cleansed us from our condemnation and replanted us as children of God. The commandments of God is nothing but a vehicle of protection to maintain this liberty. Hence, when God says, do not worship idol, do not lie, do not hurt your brother, do not steal, do not commit adultery, do not lie, do not be violent, don't hate your brother and your sister. Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy, don't be a slave to work or to money, is to maintain this liberty so that we don't go back to slavery. Can you begin to say today, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the laws you've given us, for the commandments you've given us. Thank you for the church. And the people say, the church puts a lot of traps, lot of rules. The Catholic Church blocks everywhere. Human sexuality, no. You can't use anticonceptives. You cannot marry and divorce and get another wife or another husband. You are not highly ready. No. Everywhere, they remove your liberty, our body. You can't use it as you like. Do you want to go back to slavery? What of the blood that was shed for your liberty? You want to get back? The commandments are first, vehicle of protection for our liberty, to maintain our liberty. Second, it is the gift of God for the privileged people of God. Which other people have a God that is so great, so mighty, like ours, that have given us these rules, that have given us these commandments? The commandments of God is a sign of predilection. It's a sign of an elect people of God, a privilege for his select. Begin to thank God that you're a member of the church, that you're a child of God. Begin to thank God for all that he has given us, the rules. because thank God for the teachings of the church that has helped the church to remain, the only resisting wall against the forces and the lions, the Pharaoh of this present generation, especially the new age spirituality, the gender, the gender ideology. Begin to thank God today for the church, for the word of God, for the popes, for the cyclical Humanae Vitae, and so on and so forth, that have protected the church and the human life from these lions, so that we don't become prey as slaves. So the commandments of God, first, a vehicle of protection; second, a son of predilection. Blessed be God. That's what we see today. Can you link it with gospel of today? John chapter 2, the cleansing of the temple. Jesus saw that, no, things have gone out of hand. This cannot continue. My house, my father's house, a house of prayer. You have turned into like a den of thieves and come and commence. And he started throwing things away. A holy anger. What is it that bothers you? The zeal for what consumes you? Are you not consumed or worried for the total breakdown of morality, total breakdown of law, that the church, that is, instead of being a house of prayer, of fellowship, is now a place of competition and the money making? Are you not worried? Matrimony, meant to be the heaven lived on earth by the pillar between a man and woman, open to life. I know worry that has become a theater of violence and war. Human body, human sexuality, highest gift of God to man, next to life, being turned into a vehicle of offending God. Killing of innocent babies. Destruction of God's natural process in human body. Are you not worried that things are upside down? Politics, commerce, meant to be means of service and the sharing of God's wealth and blessing to the world has become places of stealing, lying, pact, consultant, of stepping it down upon others, stepping it on head of others. Internet, science, technology, meant to easy our lives for study, for making the world one family, has now been used as a vehicle, vessel of degrading of human life. This, the degrading of human dignity, pornography, lies, all forms of atrocity. Is the zeal for Father's house not consuming you, that things are not done in the correct way? On this third Sunday, 19th step towards the victory of Easter, may be consumed for the zeal to do things in the way God has planned it. To live the commandments of God without complaining, and the commandments and the teachings of the church as a gift and not as an oppression. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Sunday.